Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. But on today's show, I'm going to take a little bit of a different turn. I'm not going to focus strictly on your financial situation. I'm going to go into a different lane. You willing to go there with me? Okay. Now, let me explain myself. I have to explain myself to you as to why I'm actually stepping away from what I normally do on the show. And it has to do with the seven ways that we as Lifestyles Unlimited members, we organize and manage our families. Yeah, it's part of the culture that we have at Lifestyles Unlimited. And one of those seven ways that we do this has to do with something called health. Yeah, your health. Your health is very, very important to you. Why do I know this? Well, I'm one of these guys that went out and got myself a career. I did. I went out and got myself a career. And that career, well, it tends to be dangerous from time to time. And I did 27 years in that career. Now, for those of you that don't know my background, that 27 years was spent in the United States Army. And while I served in the United States Army, I beat the snot out of my body. Yeah, there's no other way to describe that. I abused this body. Now, I did it in several ways. One way I abused this body was physical conditioning. That's right. Actually doing a bunch of physical training so that I could create resilience in my body, which made my body really, really strong, but it didn't make my body immune from disease, from injury, and other things like that. It was something that helped, but it didn't provide a 100% solution. Another thing that I did to this body, well, it has to do with the stuff that I put in this body. Yeah, now think about it. When you're living a fast-paced life, which I did when I served in the military. Now, granted, there were times where I kind of just was bored to death. There were places I went where I was just bored to death, okay? But that wasn't always the case. Most of the time, I was just super busy, trying to manage and organize and do all the things that I had to do while I was serving. And a result of that has to do with poor diet. Poor diet. I had a terrible diet. You know what I did? Well, I didn't eat all the things that I probably should have eaten because what I tended to eat were processed foods. I tended to eat foods that were high in sodium. I tended to eat foods that were high in fats and cholesterol. And well, okay, let me just give you a typical day's example. Maybe your day is like this. I'd get up in the morning, and if I had time to eat, maybe I'd eat like a little bowl of oatmeal. Except it wasn't just regular oatmeal. It was instant oatmeal. So it wasn't just the oats. It was all the other junk that they put in there too to make it instant so that I could, you know, save 10 minutes of my morning not having to prepare oatmeal. And then I'd roll down to the office and I'd get to work. And when lunchtime came around, well, I usually would pop out and, you know, go grab something to eat. Well, that type of food that is prepared, that is very tasty, is usually filled with a lot of sodium, which is not necessarily great for your body. And then I would get home at night, and sometimes we would eat a normal meal. Yeah, but many times we would eat a meal that came out of the freezer in a package because it was just easier. Now, we never really looked at all the nutritional stuff that they put on all this packaging. No, we never really did. We were just moving through life, and we were consuming our food based on our available time. Now, another thing that I did to this body to just kind of wreck it was ignoring danger signals. Yeah, you heard me correctly, ignoring danger signals. So your body is actually uniquely designed to let you know when something is wrong. Now, it usually does it like with a massive amount of pain, right? Because your body is going to get your attention. They're going to tell you, hey, this is not right. You probably ought to address it, okay? Well, in the military mindset, one of the things that unfortunately happens to us is we fall into this belief pattern that we can suck it up. I mean, we actually would say to each other, hey, suck it up, buttercup. Yeah. You know, because at the end of the day, you didn't want to be taken out of the mission, because the fact that you were there and you were serving with your fellow service members and doing the business that had to be done, if you were taken out of the war fight, even if you weren't even fighting in a war, if you were taken out of the picture, the burden falls on everybody else. It's that team mindset that we have. And we have a tendency to push through a lot of pain. And I did a lot of that. So what does all this mean? Well, all of this means that I spent like 27 years abusing my body in the United States Army. And then when I left the Army and I had to go into, you know, civilian employment because my retirement plan was not effective. Let's just be very clear about that at that point in my life. I went to work in basically an office setting. I stopped doing the physical fitness stuff because my body hurt too much, because now that I'm like not in the Army and I don't have to do some of this stuff, I'm kind of like, okay, let it go, baby, let it go. So I'm not getting at least the benefit of physical activity. I'm sitting in an office. I'm gaining weight. My eating patterns are terrible. I'm eating food that is even worse than the stuff that I would eat when I was in the military. And that includes MREs, believe it or not. MREs. Yeah, if you've never had an MRE, you're not missing anything. But you should try it. Yeah, because everybody, trust me, everybody should know what it's like not to be able to go to the bathroom for a week because you're eating MREs. Okay, that's not where I'm going. Here's where I'm going. I received an email message 2 days ago from a doctor who happens to be a Lifestyles Unlimited member. And he had a very important message for me about mindset. And that's what we're going to talk about. Stick around.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so you probably are realizing that I'm one of those guys that, you know, I focus on things that are very, very important to me, and I'm laser focused on those things. But other things that I should be laser focused on, sometimes I tend to let those slide. When it comes to your health is so darn important, because once you lose your health, chances are you're not getting it back. Now, there are things that could happen to you that could, you know, take you down. I mean, things like coronavirus that can definitely ruin your day and your week. And if you're like my daughter, you're still trying to get back to a place where food doesn't taste metallic. That's what my daughter's dealing with from that particular virus. But your health, I don't even know how to say it any more clearly than this. Once your health is gone, you're pretty much done. Let me give you an example of my father. Today is actually his birthday. Today he was born in 1925. In the year 2000, he passed away at the age of 75. One of the things that I saw my father go through in the later stages of his life, when he was about 72, his kidneys failed. One kidney, toast. The other kidney, 10% effective operating capacity. That means if you don't want to die, you have to go get something called dialysis. Now, for those of you that take dialysis treatment, you know how painful it is. My father had a shunt or implanted. I guess that's what they do, right? They implant it in your body. So he had the shunt implanted, like, I think it was in his arm, and he would have to go to dialysis treatment 3 days a week, and he would have to sit there, I think, for like 4 hours at a time while the dialysis machine effectively pulled his blood out and pushed it through filters because his own filters were not working. And then it returned the blood to his body. And that would keep him going for about 2, maybe 3 days before he had to get back in there, because if he didn't get back in there, his energy was done. He was smoked. There was no quality of life. But here was the trade-off. For him, in order to have that quality of life, he had to endure dialysis. I'm going to tell you something about my father that nobody knows. At the age of 75, he had had enough. He couldn't take one more dialysis treatment. And he refused it. And when we said, "Dad, you need to go do this." And he said, "No, I'm not doing it anymore. Because all I'm doing is having my blood filtered so I can sit around in this veteran's home looking at nothing." See, his quality of life was gone. And I recognized that at the time. And not too soon after, my father decided to step away from dialysis treatment. His body caught up with him, and he moved on to be with God. So, your health is important. Now, I've got to tell you about the email that I received. Now, this came from a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member that I had met at our expo event in 2020. As a matter of fact, I had the opportunity to interview him for a little while, and I thought he was a pretty interesting character because let me just tell you a little bit about him, at least what I know. He's an ER doc. That means he makes his living in the emergency rooms. You need to know that this guy is on the front lines of medical processes every day. Because with what he does, patients present and they come in with all kinds of different problems. And he has to figure out exactly what is wrong with that person and then apply the necessary treatments to that person so that he can save their life, or he can repair a broken bone, or he can do whatever it is he is called to do. This guy is multi-talented. He knows a lot about medicine. And he shot me an email saying, "Hey, Al, give me a call." So I gave him a call and I said, "Hey, Lior, what's up?" Actually, I called him doctor because it's appropriate to call him doctor. But he said, "Hey, you just call me Lior." And I said, what's going on? He said, "How are you feeling?" And I said, "Well, I don't know. I'm actually feeling pretty good. Why do you ask?" And he said, "Well, I was listening to one of the old podcasts that are on that Lifestyles Unlimited site, and I heard you talking about having a heart attack." And I said, "Yeah, it actually went down that way." And he said, "You were having a heart attack when you were doing a radio show?" And I went, "I certainly was, but I didn't know it. I really didn't know it was a heart attack till I got to the ER and they said, 'You're having a heart attack.'" Okay, so here's what happened to me. I had that heart attack. I went to the ER. They figured out exactly what was going on. They figured out I was having a heart attack. They said, "You need to go to the catheterization lab. We got to get into your arteries and we need to find out what's going on in there." And they did. They went into my arteries and they found in one of my arteries on the left side, the middle one, I don't know what it's called. Lior knows it. He can rattle that name off. I can't even pronounce it. What they told me was, "Hey man, when we got in there, you had a bunch of plaque built on one side of your artery. It was actually creating about a 20% blockage." And I went, "Oh, what does that mean?" He goes, "Well, that might have something to do with the fact that you've been feeling fatigued for a while." And I went, "Oh, okay. So why the sudden crash? Why did I just crash so hard? And why did I keep crashing?" And he said, "Well, some of that plaque had broken off. And when it moved with the blood, it got lodged between the existing plaque and the artery wall. And we estimated that you had about an 80% blockage when we got there to take a look at it." And I went, "Really? Is that what was happening?" And they said, yeah. "See, effectively, your heart's not getting the oxygen it needs. And, you know, you've got 6 arteries that go into the heart and you're down literally almost 1. And I said, "Oh, am I going to be okay?" And they said, you're going to be fine. As a matter of fact, when we got in there, we saw what looked like a blood clot forming that was going to close off the rest of that artery. But because we got in there and we were able to get all that stuff out of there, and then we put a stent in you, and that thing is like reinforcing the artery wall, and you are good to go. I'm feeling like I'm good to go. So you're probably wondering, well, so why did Lior contact you? What was it that he wanted to contact you about? And I said, I wasn't sure. That's why I called Lior. And he said, Al, I'm just so happy. I'm just so happy you're doing fine. But I want to share something with you that's potentially going to change your life. And I thought, okay, what is it that he wants to share with me? And everything that he had to share with me had to do with me changing my mindset. When we come back, I'll get into it.
Del Walmsley on how to live the lifestyle.
When you get to that point where you realize the dire need for people to have a job, and you understand the dire need for your product to be delivered to your customer, now you realize that you're supporting both. You're actually creating a way for these people to survive. So I have tenants. Tenants can't buy homes. They can't buy places to live. They are totally dependent on us producing clean, functional housing at a decent price. Likewise, my employees need money. And so they have the skill sets to provide the clean, functional housing in return for earning a wage. Now, I get paid because I figured out how to go get somebody else to lend me money to take risks and buy this business. I am taking the risk of hiring these people and knowing I have to pay them whether or not we make any money. I'm taking the risk that tenants will move in and maybe do damage or not pay. I'm taking all that risk. Yet, with the skill sets of understanding how to deal with that.
The Lifestyles Investor Show will be right back. Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5 and I made about $60,000 each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year of membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so Lior, who's an ER doctor, contacted me specifically because he wanted to share some information with me that has really nothing to do with real estate. What he was concerned about was how my health is now and what my game plan was going forward. His concern had to do, he never brought up exercise, but he brought up diet. And he said to me, Al, I did something 6 years ago that radically changed my life. And I thought to myself, what did you do? And he said, well, I stopped eating meat. And my brain went, what? You're no longer a carnivore? How do you survive? I mean, this is my mindset, right? And his mindset was, I had to change what was going into my body because I was not as healthy as I could have been. So based on a lot of research that he did, now get this guy, he's in the medical field, okay? He thinks about this stuff like 24/7. He has to because he's in the medical field. You and I, not so much, but he has to. And He told me that by changing his diet, by moving away from all forms of meat, moving strictly to plant-based materials, he was able to correct some health issues that he was experiencing. And he reports to me that over the last 6 years, he's never felt better. Now, he's not alone. His beautiful wife, well, she did the same thing, and she's getting the same kind of result. So Lior was basically calling me because, now you think about it, I'm a 57-year-old guy, all right? I'm pretty close to turning 58, but I'm not there. So at the age of 57, I had a heart attack, okay? That's kind of a young age for a heart attack, don't you think? I mean, most people that get heart attacks, whether they're in the 60s and 70s, right? All right, so I'm 57, and I have a heart attack. Now, if you've listened to the show, you know for a fact that I lost a very dear friend not too long ago, a fellow comrade. His name is Billy, 51 years of age. He's doing jiu-jitsu with his son. He has a massive heart attack, and he dies. 51 years of age. His family is still trying to figure out how to move forward without Billy there. Yeah. Health, folks. Health is very, very important. And that was the message that Lior was sending to me loud and clear. As a matter of fact, we spent, I would say, probably 15 or 20 minutes talking on the phone. And you would think that we were just like two kids that grew up together. I mean, that's the way we got along. And let me just tell you something about Lior that I immediately picked up on that I think is very cool. The fact that he was willing to take time out of his busy schedule. Now remember, he's an ER doc, okay? Trust me, the last 2 years of his life has been like me being in a combat zone all the time, okay? And probably worse, because at least in the combat zone, you can at least, you know, hunker down and take a break, right? He acted, in Al's opinion, out of love. You heard me correctly, out of love. Because he didn't have to do that. He doesn't know me that well. But he cares about me. He cares about me because we share a common interest. We've actually kind of gotten to know each other a little bit. And this is the beautiful thing about that Lifestyles Unlimited community that I'm a part of. You get an opportunity to interact with people that you have no idea who you're going to interact with. It's so cool. Did you ever have an ER doctor call you out of the blue, worried about your health? Me neither. Well, up until a couple of days ago, that is. Really, what Lior is suggesting to me, and it's a very, very strong suggestion, and one that I am taking very, very seriously, is I am wrestling with changing my mindset about what I eat. Now, I've made some good progress. Don't get me wrong. I have made some good progress since the heart attack. I watch what I'm eating. If it comes out of a box, I don't eat it. And if I do, it's a very rare occasion. I don't go through fast food lines anymore because we used to joke about it when I was a kid. That's a heart attack waiting to happen. Shocker. Maybe there was some truth to that. Okay, so I rarely eat fast food. It has to be like I'm just dying and I just can't get through the afternoon without putting something in my body. Okay? When we go out to eat, I'm very cautious to order my food and tell them how I want it prepared. And I always tell them, do not add salt. And if it comes to my table and it's got salt, I can taste the salt in it, I send it back. Yeah, just I'm very picky now. But I'm still eating red meat. I'm still eating white meat. I'm still eating eggs. I'm still eating, salmon's like, it's kind of orange, right? So I'm eating orange meat. I love salmon and red meat, tuna. I mean, I love seafood. I do. I love shellfish. I mean, I love stuff that is in vegetables. I mean, just let's just tell you the way it is. In order to take Lior's advice, what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to do the exact same thing that I did when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Yeah, you heard me correctly. I'm going to have to change my mindset about certain things. I'm going to have to stop accepting certain belief systems because maybe those belief systems are actually not true. Maybe it's a belief system that I have, in my mind, framed as, That's okay. That's an acceptable practice. Let's go ahead and do that. Okay. And what Lior is suggesting to me is that I can have an even better quality of life if I cut out the one type of food that is my favorite. So, where do I start? Where do I start? Well, here's where I start. Lior, unbeknownst to him, he'll figure it out when he listens to the podcast. He's kind of my mentor now. Yeah, he just signed up to be my mentor. Yeah. So when I've got a question about something that's health-related with regards to being a vegetarian, I'm going to shoot him a text, or I'm going to pick up the phone and I'm going to call him, and I'm going to get some advice. Another thing that Lior is doing for me is there's a book that he found, and I'm not going to plug the book. I'm not going to plug the book because I don't think it's appropriate, and I haven't even read it. Now, he's read it, and he agrees with it, and he thinks that the logic in the book is absolutely sound, and it matches what he's doing with his diet. And the results that the book talks about are similar, if not absolutely equal, to the results he's getting in his lifestyle with regards to diet. Does that make sense? Now, he's actually going to come to Expo, and we're going to do that in the middle of March in 2022, and he's going to bring me a copy of the book. Now, think about it. How many people are going to go out of their way to go get a book for you and bring it to you at a location that is a great distance from where you live to deliver it in person, other than somebody that cares? Lior clearly cares. And I will tell you this, I would be a total idiot if I don't at least give his suggestion some time to think about it. Well, I'll tell you what, I've been thinking about it, and I may be going vegan. I know, I never thought those words would come out of my mouth, but there they were. When we come back from the break, I'll let you know if I stepped off the cliff or not.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
You buy a rent house, we go buy a $10,000-$15,000 below market to start with. It used to be $25,000 or $50,000 below market. But let's just say $10,000 or $15,000 below market. So we make an instant $10,000 on, let's say, $25,000 down. So we've already made a 30 or 40% gain on our investment the day we bought it. We own the house. If we want to, we could sell the house for profit right now, because we can. Not in a 401k, you can't, because you have to pay penalties and interest and taxes and all kinds of stuff. But I could sell the house right now. I could do 1031 and take the capital gain and pay no taxes on the capital gain. Or I could hold it and rent it. Now, for 30 years, while you're paying $500 a month into your 401k, my rent house is paying me $500 a month to own it.
Stick around.
Del Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. And in 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself, who got started in 87, go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, this vegan thing, man, it's rattling around in my brain because it is a mindset that I've never embraced. I'm serious. I've never embraced it. I've always felt that part of my diet had to come from meat and meat products. Yeah, and those things are integrated into our systems that we utilize in our economies, right? Okay, so the meat's out there. It's not hard to get. You don't have to go out and hunt it. You just go to the store and buy it. Although there are some people that think that the supermarket is where meat is made. Now, they're a little bit off track, and I get that. Maybe that's part of the reason I have some issues with vegetarians. I mean, when I was younger, and let me just share with you something that is probably a false belief in my brain. Is that okay? I'm not going to pick on anybody, although it might sound like I'm picking on them. But when I was younger, I thought that everybody that did a vegan diet, they were doing it because they were a part of some kind of cause. They were doing it because they loved animals. So because they loved animals, they refused to eat any animals. Okay, and I thought, okay, they're making a point, but that's more of a political matter than it is a health decision. Those are the kind of people that I grew up with. They always were kind of just a little bit out there. They didn't necessarily believe in things the way I believed in them. It doesn't mean I didn't get along with them. It just, you know, you do your life, I do my life. It's all good, right? So in the back of my mind, this whole vegan thing is always just been something like, yeah, okay, it's a one-off thing, right? If people want to go do it, go for it. This is America. Nobody's saying you can't do that. Just don't impose it on me, right? And here's another thing that I learned. In the military, if you want to be vegan, that is really, really hard to do. If you're in garrison is when the unit is at what we call their home station. Let's say you were assigned to a unit in Fort Hood, Texas, all right? When you're physically at Fort Hood, Texas, you're technically in garrison unless you're out in the field. But at the end of the day, when you come back into garrison, that's where all the buildings are. It's where the commissary's at. That's where the main life of the base happens. Okay. Out in the field is where all the breaking toys happens. Okay. So when you're in garrison, and if you live on your own, you can control your own food sources. You can. If you're living, say, in the barracks, and you are receiving your meals through the messing system, in other words, the army feeding system. And we feed our soldiers. We're not the Russians. We do feed our soldiers. There are enough things available in the mess hall that can accommodate a vegan diet. As soon as you go out into the field at Fort Hood, and let's say you're on a 30-day training exercise out there, you're going to eat what the Army provides. Now, sometimes you're going to have messing facilities. You'll have what's called a mobile kitchen out there, and you'll have actual Army soldiers who happen to be cooks preparing meals. But it's not the same kind of spread that you get when you're back in garrison. No, it's a very limited spread, and it makes it even more difficult to be vegan. Then there's the beautiful MRE, meals ready to eat. Yes, and trust me, if you eat those for a week, you probably will have problems just the way it is. Drink lots of water. That's the only thing I can suggest. Back when I was serving, I think there were like maybe, I don't know, 24 different kinds of menus of MREs. So in other words, they're giving you some variety so you're not eating the same stuff day in and day out. But if you're a vegetarian or if you're vegan, there's like in an MRE box that would have 12 meals in it. You might be lucky to find one that's vegetarian. And trust me, if there's somebody in the unit who's vegetarian or vegan, I should say vegan because I think that's really the correct terminology. This is exactly what Lior is telling me, is that not just to be vegetarian, but to go full vegan. Those vegan meals are difficult to find, and you would kind of save them for that person. And as long as you only had one in the unit, they're probably going to be okay. But here's the thing, that vegan meal, it's the same vegan meal every day. Okay, and that gets lousy. So my mindset has always been in a different place. So when Lior called me to suggest this vegan lifestyle, I was kind of like, all right, yeah, where's the catch? Dun, 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 dun. Okay, that's the first thing that went off in my mind. Sorry, Lior, that's just my personality. But I'm always willing to listen. I'm always willing to take in the information that's being presented. And I'm willing to formulate that information. The arguments Lior made, well, they're very convincing. As a matter of fact, he sent me a couple of pictures on my phone. The first one I think is just adorable. This is adorable. It's a picture of a massive silverback gorilla. And you know what the caption says? It says, the strongest animal in the world is vegan. That's true. Those gorillas, they don't eat meat. They eat plants. And then he sent me another graphic that I thought was even more impactful. This graphic represents your risk for heart disease. If you're a meat eater, your risk for heart disease tends to run right in the 50% zone. Yeah, you got a 1 in 2 shot to get heart disease. Well, now I've already got it. I've actually got a couple different forms. I have something called AFib too. So my heart is kind of jacked up. All right. The next category is vegetarians. Now, vegetarians do a little better. They go to 45%, not quite to 50%, but their risk of heart disease is 45%. Vegans, their risk of heart disease, it drops to 4%. Now, that to me is a very compelling argument to at least consider this dietary approach. And the reason I'm telling you all of this stuff, first of all, is to share information with you that maybe no one else would bother to share with you. The other reason I'm sharing this information with you is it dials right back into real estate investing. And here's why. If you've got false beliefs about investing in real estate, you know, you think it's too risky, you think it takes too much time, you think it takes too much money, you think that it's a rich man's game, you think that, you know, an average person can't own an apartment community, whatever you believe, I am here to tell you that when you come to Lifestyles Unlimited and you become a member, we're going to challenge those belief systems. And as a matter of fact, we're going to provide arguments for you that will help you break those barriers down. Because if you have those barriers, you're not going to go down that path. You will not go down that path at all. You have to change your mindset. And that's exactly where I am with my diet. I'm in a place where I have somebody that has a whole lot more knowledge and information about something that I'm dealing with, that cares about me, that's reaching out to me to try and help me. And you know what? In order for me to get to where I need to get to, I'm going to have to go in there and change my mindset a little bit. I'm going to have to destroy this concept that I have in my mind that being vegan is something just weird that I don't want to do. I'm okay with that because I'll be the first one to admit I don't have all the answers in this world. I don't have all the answers. There's only one person that came into this world that has all the answers, okay? And he's waiting for us in heaven. So having said that, mindset. It's not that hard to change. It really isn't that hard to change. What you have to do is you have to get the information that you need that will help you overcome the obstacles that you're dealing with. So my mindset challenge with being vegan is that in the back of my mind, I just think it's a bunch of hippy-dippy folks that, you know, are living in this fringe element of their life, and that's not my world. But I'll tell you what, I've hung out with hippy-dippies, and they're actually kind of fun. They actually are a lot of fun. They are. And the other thing that's so darn important is that I'm staring at a vessel. Now, I'm actually staring at a muscle. It's actually a muscle. Yeah, Lior's probably shaking his head right now in the correct direction. I'm staring at a muscle that is heavily damaged because of what I put it through my entire life. I have dealt with AFib. I have dealt with cardiovascular disease. I have dealt with a heart attack. I have dealt with, I don't know, there's another one they told me that I have. So I have like these four major things that are threatening my heart. Threatening my heart. And I'll tell you what, I have a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member that's got my back. Let me do this for you. If you want to go to our expo in March, shoot me an email at askal@luinc.com. I'm going to get you hooked up. I'm going to get you a general admission on the house. Shoot me that email and let's get you going.
It's not just the money, it's the lifestyle. Here's Del Wamsley.
The first day I went to Dallas, my gosh, there was 350 people in my first seminar there. It blew my mind. Then I realized there is pent-up desire for our product everywhere, for people that need help. They need to figure out how to retire. They need to figure out how to supplement their income. They need passive income. And they need motivational direction. And so Dallas took off. It just blew up, and all of a sudden, we were like double the size in no time at all. And then after that, we had people complaining that we needed something down in San Antonio and Austin, so we opened up in San Antonio. Then we had people complaining it was too far to drive from Austin to go to San Antonio, so we opened up in Austin. We have people that started accumulating out on the West Coast, and Phoenix seemed to be a great place to buy, so everybody was buying in Phoenix, so we opened up in Phoenix. And then people accumulated on the East Coast, and Atlanta's kind of the central hub for the East Coast. So we have offices in all of these different places now. You just have to ask yourself, how did that happen? Now, that's just the office. The members, there's members in every state, 50 states in the union, internationally also.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.